ask you a question. Does this look like a wretched dumpster fire to you?
First Liberty Live is on the road. We're in the Colorado Springs area. Lots of people come here on vacation, and the main attraction is Pikes Peak, 14,115 feet above sea level. When you sing the words, Purple Mountain Majesty above the fruited plain, that's the mountain where those words were written. We're here as part of our series on Military Appreciation Month. If you would please, on FirstLibertyLive.com, click the big blue subscribe button. You'll be among the first to know when new episodes are released. As well as the scenery here, this region of Colorado has a surprising military presence. You got the Air Force Academy, the Army's Fort Carson, Peterson Air Force Base, NORAD. It's common to see people in uniform at the grocery store, military convoys trundling down the interstate, F-16s and helicopters flying overhead. Given all that, it's not surprising that just north of Colorado Springs, in the town of Monument, a small town nestled against the Rocky Mountains, that you'll find this veterans memorial in the town cemetery. Let me show you what it says here on the stone. It's got the logos from the various branches of the military, including the Space Force, and then it says, only two defining forces have ever offered to die for you, Jesus Christ and the American soldier. One died for your soul, the other died for your freedom. We honor those who made freedom a reality. And next to this, there's a curved bench where you can sit and just think for a bit, maybe have a quiet conversation or a moment of reflection. And then over on the other end here, you have a familiar sculpture with the boots and the rifle and the helmet. You've seen this before. It's a tribute to the fallen soldier. And this is something that you see when they bring the fallen home again. So this is a somber place, a place of reflection, and it's also not surprising that there are those who want to rip this right out of the ground, and that's why we're here today to talk about it. My colleague Stephanie Taub is here. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Stuart.
First, tell me the story about how this got to be here. It's fairly new.
It is fairly new. It just came up this last October. And so the story starts with a 16-year-old Eagle Scout named Michael. For his Capstone Eagle Scout project, he decided to create a memorial to honor veterans in all of the branches of the military. It really drew upon his own experiences. He had personal close family members that served, and so he wanted to make this memorial a reality. He spent almost 2 years designing it, raising the funds.
Privately,
and figuring out how to really make it a reality, and that really should have been the end of the story.
So that should have been the end of the story, but then the challenge showed up, not surprisingly.
That's right. Some people don't like the fact that Michael used religious imagery to honor the veterans. So as you can tell from the inscription, he drew upon his Christian faith to really honor the sacrifices that all veterans have made for our freedom. And so that's when the town of Monument received a couple of letters from fringe groups trying to stir up controversy and trying to just call into question this beautiful monument.
And the key problem from their point of view is the mention of Jesus Christ. Now, I just said the name. I'm in the same cemetery. I'm a private person speaking as a private citizen. How is that any different than what I just did?
So that's exactly right. So what we have here, this monument is private speech. It is constitutional. It is privately donated, privately created, privately funded, and it's located on private plots within Monument Cemetery.
Yeah, just like all the other tombstones here. I mean, if there are Bible verses on these or religious symbols, nobody would call that into question because it's understood, right? Now, the groups that opposed, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, as we like to call them, the usual suspects, because they're the ones that tend to challenge these things. They took issue with the mention of Jesus, but they also, and I found this amusing, they went out of their way to say, we're not criticizing the Eagle Scout. Oh, no, we're not talking about the 16th, because they realize the optics are bad if they're criticizing a young person. But yet, when you read what they've said in the meantime, they're really harshly criticizing the work that he did.
Yeah, it's hard not to take it as a criticism of the creator of this monument. Because if you look at it, they called it all sorts of names. They called it a wretched dumpster fire. They called it noxious. They criticized the motivations of the people that were involved.
Yeah.
And it's just really, really sad to see this. And so we're really glad for the town of Monument to come in and want to step in and defend the Eagle Scout. It's true the city owns the cemetery, but just because they own the cemetery doesn't make every single thing government speech. I mean, looking around, it's actually the exact opposite. Everything in here, every gravestone, every tribute, it's all private speech. It's all by the citizens. None of it is the government speaking on its own behalf.
And there's a plaque on this memorial that shows who paid for it.
That's exactly right. You can look, and it shows the list of everyone that donated to the memorial.
Now, the town of Monument is not backing down. They wrote their own letter and sent it off. Tell me about that.
That's right. So they sent a letter asking MRFF to apologize to the Eagle Scout for essentially, there are maybe appropriate ways to raise your concerns, but calling it names is just really not appropriate. So we're really proud of Michael, and we're also honored to be representing this town that wants to defend the Eagle Scout.
And good for them for doing that. The only reason that these things ever get pushed back is because there are people who are willing to speak up and say, no, I've got freedom under the Constitution for private speech. In this case, they're defending the private speech of this Eagle Scout. And they're saying, you don't get to come in here and be a bully and tell us how to do this.
That's exactly right. And every victory in these kinds of cases makes it easier for everyone to honor veterans in the future.
Now, Monument's a small town, and most people probably will never visit here. Undoubtedly, most people will never come to this particular cemetery. They'll never stop and notice the inscription on that. But yet, we feel this is an important case. Tell me why it's important to First Liberty to defend a case like this one.
Yeah, I mean, we strongly support defending veterans' memorials. And if there's any issue that really should unite Americans, it's the fact that we should appreciate our veterans. And unfortunately, we know there are some groups that want to come in and create controversy where there really shouldn't be any, where Americans are all agreed. And so we really want to make these sorts of controversies a thing of the past. And whatever context that comes up in, if you're talking about an official government monument in front of a courthouse, for example, or if you're just talking about a high schooler who wants to use his voice to honor veterans, all of those are important, and we want to defend the rights in every context.
And we've done that, and it's important for us to point out the Bladensburg Veterans Memorial in Maryland on the East Coast. We won a Supreme Court victory that was a challenge to that particular memorial. On the West Coast, the Mount Soledad Veterans Memorial, visible, a huge cross on top of the highest point in that area near San Diego, won that one on the West Coast, and now here in the shadow of Pikes Peak, we're going to defend this one, and I believe we'll win this one as well. But what's significant to me is there's not just one way to win these, because Bladensburg was different than Mount Soledad. Explain the different ways that we can go about winning these cases.
So context matters. You really have to look at, is it the government speaking? In which case, Bladensburg tells us you have to look at the history, you have to look at all, the whole context, what it's getting at. And then, is it a private person speaking? In which case, they're free to draw upon their faith or lack of faith to express themselves. And so context really matters, and that's the point. That's what we have to remember.
Yeah. And the Mount Soledad case, I mean, specifically, reminds me the most of this one, because it was a cross that was on public property, and then they sold the property to make it private that's underneath the cross, and the Supreme Court said, that's a good solution. This is a memorial on private property, so it's the closest, even though in scale it's a lot smaller and not nearly as visible, but it's the same kind of argument as Mount Soledad. Is that correct?
When you're talking about private speech, it's very different from government speech. And so you definitely, as citizens, have a right to express themselves in a religious way. And so Mount Soledad stands for that.
All right. What happens next with this one?
So we're going to continue to monitor the case. I don't think we're expecting an apology anytime soon. But we really want to applaud Michael. We want to applaud the town of Monument. And we'll continue to be fighting for these kinds of cases, for the right to honor our veterans.
Very good. Stephanie, thank you for making time for us and traveling here to Colorado with us.
Thank you.
And thank you for watching. If this speaks to you, if this resonates with you, we invite you to join us in the work we do at First Liberty. On the FirstLibertyLive.com page, at the very top, there are two buttons, a blue one that says subscribe. That way, we like keeping in direct contact with you, because with cancel culture and woke culture, a lot of channels are being shut down these days. We'd like to have that direct connection so that we can continue to communicate with you. You'll also find the red Give button. And if these are outcomes that you'd like to see happen, if this is something that's important to you, you can speak into this with your gift to First Liberty. And thank you in advance for doing that. We will see you next week right here on First Liberty Live.
We are grateful for your interest in religious liberty. Make sure you check out our other videos. And if you'd like to subscribe, there's a link right here on the screen, or you can connect directly with us over at firstlibertylive.com.